Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are cooking up a storm here in my kitchen and Visalia at Quail Park. And we have an incredible recipe for you today. Now, I get this a lot. And they're like, Chef, can you turn anything into ice cream? The answer is this. Yes, you can. Can you turn any fruit or vegetable into a sorbet? Yes, you can. However, chef's touch, I would not recommend that you just try to turn everything into a sorbet or an ice cream. Even though you can do it, you know, it's just like some things you don't touch, you know. You don't serve cold pot roast, you know. You keep your pot roast nice and hot and tender. I went to a restaurant once and the guy said, on the menu today we have a cold pot roast. And I had no idea what he was talking about. So as a chef, you know what, I had to order it. And when I ordered it, I was like, this is ridiculous. So some things we do, some things we don't, but I promise you this is one you're really going to love. This is a grape sorbet with lemon verbena. Now, if you've never had lemon verbena before, verbena leaves are flavored almost like if you've ever had kefir lime, they're leaves that are flavored with that of lime. So verbena leaves are flavored with lemon, lots of lemony flavor without ever having to cut into a lemon. So this is good if you want to make something delicate and you don't want that extra acid that you're going to get from the acidity that comes from lemon juice. So this is a really awesome recipe. Let's get started. What we're going to need first is 3 cups of red wine. These 3 cups of red wine, we're going to add in 4 cups of just regular granulated sugar. 3 cups of grapes. And remember, with these grape recipes, the sky's the limit. I want everybody to try everything. Any kind of grapes will work. We're going to add in 2 leaves of lemon verbena. And we're going to go ahead and just put that in the fridge. And I'm going to let that go ahead and just sit. And I want that to sit for a while. I want that to sit probably for about 4 to 6 hours because I want to extract all the flavor from the verbena. What I'm going to do next, after I remove the verbena leaves, is add in 1 tablespoon of xanthan gum, and I'm going to get this nice and thickened up. There's a couple ways you can do this. You can do this the fast way, like Chef Albert likes to do, or you can do this the traditional way. I don't expect everybody to have Allen-2 liquid nitrogen douar sitting around, so you probably would be using an ice cream maker. If you don't have an ice cream maker, you'd be using a big bowl, and you'd get that bowl really, really cold, and then you'd put that bowl over some rock salt in another bowl, and now you have the ice cream maker. It's called a whisk, and you would just whisk this until it starts to come together, and you start to see chunks of ice. Once you start to see chunks of ice, you'd put it in the freezer and let it sit overnight, and you'd have your sorbet. If you have the liquid nitrogen, you pour in and you enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.